Johnny shut off his air and removed his mask. Turl flipped the leash to give it length, and Johnny got out. He looked around. In a nearby field, there were some mounds of what had been machines, perhaps. The structures before him were impressive. Near where they stood was a sort of trench, long overgrown, curving. The grass was tall, and the wind from the mountains moaned lonesomely.
What was this place?
Turl stood with his elbow braced against the top of the car, indolent, very casual.
Animal, you are looking at the primary defense base of this planet during the days of man.
Yes?
Prompted Johnny. Turl reached into the car and brought out a Chinko guidebook and threw it at him. A page was marked. It said, "A short distance from the mine site lies an impressive military ruin. 13 days after the Cyclo attack, a handful of men stood off a Cyclo tank for over 3 hours using primitive weapons. It was the last resistance that was overcome by the Cyclos." That was all it said. Johnny looked around. Turl pointed at the curved trench.
"It happened right here,"
he said with a sweep of his paw.
"Look."
He dealt out more leash. Johnny crept over to the trench. It was hard to see where it began and ended. It had some stones in front of it. The grass was very tall, moving in the wind.
"Look good,"
said Turl. Johnny moved down into the trench, and then he saw it. Although a great time had passed, there were scraps of metal that had been guns. And there were scraps of uniforms, mainly buried, hardly more than impressions. Suddenly he was gripped by the vision of desperate men fighting valiantly, hopelessly. He glanced across the field before the trench and could almost see the Cyclo tank coming on, withdrawing, coming on, battering them at last to death. Johnny's heart rose, swelled in his chest. Blood hammered in his ears. Turl leaned indolently against the car.
"Seen enough?
Why have you shown me this?"
Turl barked a laugh behind his mask.
"So you won't get any ideas, animal. This was the number one defense base of the planet. And just one measly Cyclo tank knocked it to bits in a wink. Got it?"
That wasn't what Johnny had gotten. Turl, who couldn't read English, had not read the still plain letters on the building. Those letters said, "United States Air Force Academy."
"Well, put on your mask and get in. We have other things to do today."
Johnny got in. It had not been the primary defense base. It was just a school. And that handful of men had been schoolboys, cadets. And they'd had the guts to stand off a Cyclo tank, outgunned, hopeless, for 3 hours. As they moved off, Johnny looked back at the trench. His people. Men. He found it hard to breathe. They had not died tamely. They had fought.
He silently vowed to make certain they had not died in vain.